Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in our third study from this section, chapter 4, verses 10 through 20 of the book of Philippians. We've entitled Others Before Self. He's already talked about their support of him and offering a gift to him, and he's told them that's not necessary. He's learned to be content with whatever situation that he's in, good or bad, physically, as long as he has his relationship with the Lord. So starting in verse 15, he's going to detail a little bit more about what's gone on here. Verse 15, he says, "And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again, not that I seek the gift, but that I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I'm well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God."
Yeah, so Philippi seems to be the sponsoring church of Paul. They're definitely one that has been supporting him, you know, probably financially, but is they've been taking care of his needs that came through the gifts itself, but it seems like it also came at some level through Epaphroditus too. But you know, he says this work that I'm doing is also your work, and it is credited to your account as well because of the support that you've given me throughout this relationship that Philippi and Paul has had with each other.
Yeah, and he uses some business and commercial terms to describe this this account or matter of deal, the giving, the receiving. The giving would be like expenditures and receiving receipts. They'd wanted to continue to help, but didn't have the opportunity to do so. But you know, this idea of what they're doing is so important because it's connected to, like, if you'll turn over. If you would, Garrett, turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and let's read a couple of verses over there, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. This idea of how congregations can work together, and you mentioned the sponsoring congregation, so we'll kind of define some of those terms. Lots of congregations can support a work, but it maybe goes to one particular church that we that's not a biblical term per se, but we would call maybe the sponsoring congregation or the one that's kind of handling the funds for an individual that's it's working through. If you would read 2 Corinthians 11, verses 8 and 9.
8 and 9 says, "I robbed other churches by taking wages for them to serve you. And when I was present with you and was in need, I was not a burden to anyone. For when the brethren came from Macedonia, they fully supplied my need. And in everything I kept myself from being a burden to you and will continue to do so."
So how many, what did he say there were churches that supplied? Yet here he says the only church that he received anything from was the church at Philippi. So that in G-Hall there, Paul, what you talking about? But it seems like there were churches that were sending funds to Philippi, and then Philippi was in turn sending that support to him. So it's just an example of churches supporting Paul by sending their assistance through the Philippian congregation and the church cooperation going on there, that is what's going on. But back to really the matter at hand here, again, we're looking at how well they had put others before self. There's enough that goes on in the business of a church. Then you're taking on the role of handling the finances for a missionary that's running around. Why would they do that? It's because they had the attitude of others before self, Paul and those congregations that he's ministering to.
Yeah, and that starts with a love and a relationship that they have for Paul. And there's no doubt through his language at the beginning and the end of the book that they have that kind of connection. And so it's kind of Paul, once again, before he ends this book, saying, I know you can do this because you've been doing it with me. I know that you have the ability to. I know that you have been doing this before, but now it's time for you to do that with each other. It's more they're good externally, but not internally. They're having internal problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know you can do it with me. We know you can support financially and do all that, but now's the time for you to have that kind of attitude towards each other so that you can continue to be the kind of church in both facets that you need to be.
And if you go back to the very beginning of this letter, he talked about his thanking God for them in every prayer. Verse 5 of chapter 1, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now. That's this supporting him financially. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Well, here at the end of the letter, we've been talking about the day of Christ Jesus, your citizenship's in heaven. Jesus, the return of Jesus is at hand. You know, so are you continuing to put this into the way you treat each other? It's really easy for us sometimes just to write a check and not really live the principles that Jesus wants us to live in our lives, and it seems like maybe that's what they were doing. So, but what he wants, what God wants for us, verse 17, he says, not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. It's not that we've said this over and over, it's not that I need the money. I'm okay however, I'm whatever shape I'm in. I want you to continue to allow God to perfect this work in you, to continue to look for and understand the need for putting others before self and demonstrating that in the way that you live your life, not only with others, but with each other there in the congregation. So we'll pick up with verse 19 and 20, Lord willing, tomorrow. We hope you'll be back for that, and you'll spend 5 to 10 minutes with us every day as we continue to study our way through the book of Philippians, easier said than done, but that you'll be with us as we continue to study Philippians. We hope that you'll like and share it, tell others about it, but we hope to see you tomorrow on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.